Just take a moment to come into the center of your being, breathing in. Breathing out. Just allowing for the fullness of the day to settle over you. To just wrap around you like a beautiful cloak of loving embrace. The embrace of family. The embrace of spirit. The embrace of your willingness and your love for yourselves and for each other. And as you follow your breath in and out, feel that gentleness in your heart saying yes to love, saying yes to benevolent change with grace and ease. Saying yes to being supported, transformed, recalibrated, so that you can become more and more of the shining beacons of light and love that you came here to be.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fifth message. Dear ones, we talk about what old souls go through. We've talked about the shift. It is why we are here. So that we can try to reveal things that you're going through, things that you may go through, things that others around you are going through, that is the transition of the ages. We speak of the transition from an old energy to a new one. And there are so many metaphors around this. The energy is truly the energy of the entire human race. The potentials are being laid from going from an old paradigm of humanism to a new one. If you have gone from an old energy and eons, it simply didn't change. And suddenly, within a few years, it starts to create new paradigms of existence. You can imagine the train wreck. That's what we want to talk about. Old souls, each of you are different. And you will react differently to this transition. And it's so difficult to create a message which is perhaps generic to all. It can't be. Many, many years ago, more than 10, Kryon Book 5 was written. And it was the journey of a man with seven angels called The Journey Home. We told you that this book was a novel, a story. There have been no other stories like this. And in the story, we told you that absolutely everything that the hero experienced, named Michael Thomas, everything was a metaphor for something else. And that the invitation was open for you to read the book with intuition. And what I didn't tell you is that the entire book is a story about one man and his shift. And what he had to go through from being A beautiful old soul who was very pleased and happy with who he was, to an enlightened soul who understood fully who he was. And all the things that took place in the book, one by one, was a precursor of information and knowledge and wisdom about the shift. One of the things that was the most difficult for Michael Thomas to go through was where he had to release his baggage. And in the story, it is told that an angel that Michael Thomas was with and loved and appreciated looked at Michael Thomas and said, "I couldn't help but notice that you're carrying some baggage." And the angel said that the baggage would unbalance him because he had actually reframed himself and had reworked himself to the place where he had accepted some gifts and tools that were new that he was wearing and carrying. But if he had his baggage, he wouldn't be able to use the new tools. And so the angel said, "Release it now. Let me take it and hold it for you. I'll walk beside you. Just let me carry it for you." And Michael Thomas backed up and said, "Don't touch my stuff." And he walked out the door, and the angel knew what was next and didn't say a word. Dear ones, you have to know this, that the beauty of free choice means that you're not going to be admonished, pulled back, and said, "Don't do that, don't do that. That's not going to happen." Because once your choice of free choice is made, you can go anywhere you want. And Michael walked into a storm. And the storm actually forced him into a decision. He could keep his stuff and be destroyed by the storm. The winds were enormous. Or he could release his baggage and survive. It's a metaphor for understanding and awakening to new truths. He wasn't going to be killed. He simply would not be able to move ahead into a new paradigm unless he released the baggage. As the story goes, Michael Thomas indeed released his baggage. And in the story, the baggage that he had was the personal things that he held dear to himself and the truths that he had, and all wrapped up into metaphoric things that he carried around with him, and he released it. And if that weren't bad enough, the storm tore it apart. It was being released. He saw it go to shreds, and he stood there seemingly without anything. Seemingly without anything. For a little while, according to the story, Michael was mad at God. He accused the angel later of a scenario, a system that said, "Well, I see how things work here in this magic land. If I don't do what you say, you're just going to do it to me anyway." He was mad. And the retort of the angel with that accusation was as follows: "Michael, you ask who gives permission to take away your stuff. You did when you decided to go on this journey and call yourself an awakened old soul." What is the definition of bad stuff or difficulty going through this? And that is what we're going to talk about now. Michael Thomas released his baggage. All at once. Some of you don't. Some of you are very attached to certain things. And you will find that you will release some things and not others. You're still out of balance, dear ones. In the room right now, there are those who've released a lot, but not all. There are those who've released all, and there are those who released none. It doesn't change the fact that you are an old soul sitting here or listening to this with full knowledge of the shift. And now I want to bring this home. I want to start itemizing some things. Briefly, small list, but so important. Some things you've heard from me before in different ways, but now I'm putting it together. The old soul releasing and changing. What is required, really, truly, to move ahead? And in the process, I will tell you this list is challenging. And in the challenges that I list to you, there is always, always solution. Always. But it's challenging. It's why some of you have said, I release it. Kind of. But I'm going to hang on to this one. My partner tells his story of what he then released. And all the time, he withheld one thing. And then he had a storm that forced him to release the last thing. Dear ones, you don't need a storm. If you're paying attention, you don't need a storm. The storm is something that Spirit creates with you, with free choice that you walk into. And synchronicity brings it so that you will have a greater experience when you reach the other side of the storm. When you go through the darkness and you come out healed. Things that perhaps you're not even thinking of that needs to be released. So let's do what I'll call 3 and 3. There'll be 3 attributes that I'm going to give you that some of you have heard before that are primary of things that the old soul needs to understand. That release is something that will actually guide you forward. After Michael released his bags, he changed. And the change was because suddenly he was open to certain other things that he never would be open to while he held his bags. And so the second 3-some will be change. Things to look forward to. Things to change into. And here they go. Dear old soul, I would love you to release everything that anybody has taught you to this point. Why? Crying, you're crazy. There's been some profound teaching from my parents, from my school, from everything. Everything. Now let us analyze this. Everything that was given to you and taught to you was a derivative of the way things worked in an old paradigm which is changing. I want you to be able to drop everything that you were ever taught. We've told you before the difficulty here. You might want to, but it's almost a betrayal of those who taught it to you. And whether it's a loving parent or whether it's a friend or a teacher or school, you have to be willing to drop everything that was ever taught. And the reasoning, yet again, it was fine for the time. It had integrity when it was taught. And now you're about to engage a new planet. You have to be willing. Difficult, challenging, and very doable. Tough. Can it get harder? Yes, number two. Everything that by yourself you have learned in the old energy works for you, is you, and about you, and defines you. Drop it. You will not survive well in the new energy when you have defined yourself from an old. And don't carry the residuals of it. Drop it. Come in fresh without any of the baggage of the knowledge what you think is right, wrong, true, false, because that is going to be upended as you move forward into a paradigm of light. Dear ones, literally, the teaching, the learning, everything you have experienced so far has been in a dark room. You couldn't even see each other. You had to feel what was going on. And you came to certain conclusions based upon feeling what was going on. You couldn't even see one another. And now you walk into the light where you're learning coherence. You're learning to link with your hearts. You're learning things that didn't exist then, new tools. You can't carry what you learned in the dark into the light. It won't work. The tools themselves will get in the way. That's tough. But old soul, I can tell that so many of you are listening and analyzing. When it's done, there will be a willingness to step into a new life, a new way. It does not have to have a storm. How willing are you to let go? If you're going to hold on, there probably will be some more challenges for you. That is the beauty of spirit, loving you enough to giving you options and pushing you a little, making it difficult perhaps for you then to let go. That is the love of God. Dear ones, that's how much you're loved. Instead of simply casting you away, saying, well, that person's not going to do anything. Let's move on to the next old soul. Spirit doesn't do that. The love of God is far greater and grander. You will be pushed all your life and reminded about the stuff you're hanging on to. Because Spirit knows who you'll be if you release your stuff. And you come into the light, you live longer. You don't worry about things. You don't take on other people's problems. You have compassionate action. It's different. Number three. You might not think that this is very strong. This sounds timid compared to the other two. I want you to stop deciding what others think about you. Because things are changing. In this new energy, there's going to be a greater acceptance of esoteric truths, and it's subtle. But when you start telling people about what you are into and what you believe, I want you to watch. Instead of turning the other way, rolling their eyes, or laughing, they will come a little closer to you, and they'll say, tell me a little more. You know, I've had a feeling about that. It's already starting to happen. You're careful who you talk to about what the subject is. Now I want you to drop the reactions from the old energy of who you are and think differently. When you present light to people and integrity to people about what you believe and what you're into, I want you to see their reaction. Because so many of them lean a little closer now. They don't back up and go away. Lean a little closer. And they say, you know, I've heard that before. Tell me a little more. What have I asked you to do? I've asked you to drop history of how you've been treated. That's tough. It's tough. And you know why? Because you've been treated like that for eons. It's in your Akash. It's a knee-jerk reaction. What people are going to think. Suddenly you come into the light, what we call the field, and it affects humanity. And it may not affect them so they're all awakening to new truths, but I'll tell you, they're far more accepting when they hear things that resound to the truth than ever before. So let's call those the three primary things to drop. There's more. But if you can drop those, dear ones, everything else becomes easy. And the more you drop, the easier it is. How about you considering dropping all three at the same time? That's going to save a lot of frustration. When Michael Thomas dropped his baggage, everything realigned. And the teaching really began on these seven angels. He had to go through this before he could start to absorb what they had. Some of you in the New Age, the metaphysics, the esoterics, have come through the last years with certain tools that worked. And whether you're a reader or whether you're a healer, you are aware that some of these tools are now suffering. They're not working as well. And so what we have said in the past, we'll say again, even before we go to the next three. You must drop the knowledge of what the old tools were supposed to do. How do you drop knowledge? It's in there forever. I want you to drop the perception that you need them. And the reason is this, because new tools are on the way. And the new tools won't look like the old tools. Forget the old tools. Sometimes the new tools will do the same thing. They may even kind of perceptually look a little like it, but they're going to be double in efficiency. In the light, remember, the difference metaphorically is now you can see the other person. You can align with them. You can heart connect. You can have a confluence of energy that you couldn't in the dark. Therefore, the new tools are going to be completely different because you're in the light. You can see. Don't be alarmed that the old tools don't work anymore. And what we have said countless times before, depending upon your path in life, depends upon how quickly you get them, the synchronicity of who you will meet to help you with them, how efficient they will be, and the old soul who has used the old tools and is used to it is going to be impatient, tapping their toe the whole time. Bring on the new. I'm a very patient person, but bring on the new. Bring on the new. Be patient. Take a little vacation because you're going to need to. There's work coming. And these new tools, whatever you want to call them, the ability to see, to read, to write, to go, to do, to heal, to be, to balance, to love, these are the tools coming. And they have nothing to do with the old ones at all, nothing. You're going to be busy. The sparks will arrive one by one. The last three have to do with acceptance of change. That's tough for a human being, much less an old soul who has an Akashic that is rich with the ages. There are certain kinds of things that humans react, object, all of the things that humans do based upon past experience. Number one, acceptance of change, acceptance of the new tools, acceptance of new ways. Can you do that? It's one thing to drop your baggage, but you're going to go looking for what you dropped. And that's the change we want you to know about. There's an angel walking beside you with all the bags you dropped if you want it. You can pick them up again. You have free choice. I shouldn't have told you that. And that means that they're really not gone. These things that you say you've dropped, they really are not gone. They're part of you. They always will be. Dropping them really truly is a metaphor that says in your psyche and what you cognize is completely and totally cleared. And you're ready for the new. Being ready for new things is a nice statement until the new things come along. And you're saying, no, not for me. That's the human being. And the older you are, the worse it is. And the reason truly is that you perceive change as difficult and something that you're not necessarily suited for because you're stayed in your ways. What if some of the change involved that which was not comfortable for you? That is what you have to conquer. You can learn anything, dear old soul, honestly. You have been through so much change. You have been there when everything has been invented that you currently use. And now it's time to look at it again. Here it comes. What is it you object to? What is it you won't do? What is just a little too new for you? What is it that you assign to the young people, which is going to be the future of humanity? And you say, well, not for me. It's only for the kids. Not understanding that it's going to be the future of humanity. Tools are coming that will connect you to other people in ways you never dreamed of, that will actually allow long distance healing, confluences of energies put together, hearts connecting, coherence. How would you like a situation where you could have worldwide coherence with a device? Where everybody at the same time is looking at you, and you're looking at them. You think that's a little too spacey for you? It's coming. What if the world starts to expect it because the science shows it works? And then even young people turn to it and say, they say, time out, time for a coherent session. And then they all look at something, which I'm not going to tell you what it is. You think that's funny? It's coming. I want you to look at this differently. Accept new things. Number two, I have talked about this at least four other times. It is one of the most difficult things to change in your psyche, to change in your psyche. Do not let the past dictate the future. And you do it because it's simply the way things work. You have become accustomed to the way everything works. Some of you are so cynical about the way it works, you expect it to fail. You expect dysfunction in certain things. And here come those things again, and you look at them, and your whole brain goes, dysfunction again. And the new energy and the light. Don't let what has happened in the past paste itself into a new future with light. Here you are saying, well, it's happening again. You're wrong. That's going to stop you. What's going to happen are things that only have the residual of the past until that clears. There's going to be things that you didn't expect, things that will clear and work differently, and you won't even believe it. It's not supposed to be that way. You've learned, for instance, that politics is only one way for hundreds of years. Suddenly in the light, well, not so much. It's going to start changing. There might even be integrity. There might even be reason and compassion that might even be common sense on how to pick leaders differently than you ever have before. And yet there will be those that say, impossible, eventually it'll corrupt just like it did before. Do you see what I'm saying? You cannot carry the disappointments from the past, or even human nature itself. You can't carry it into the future because everything is starting to change. Watch how you think about these things. When certain things pop up in the news or whatever, and they seem like way out of kilter from the way things used to be, there's a tendency for humans to say, well, that won't last. And then it does. And you have to think about it. Can you be fresh with it? Can you make an affirmation that would say, I expect only benevolent change, wisdom, to start to develop in the things that didn't used to have them? I expect change to be benevolent. I don't expect it to be as it was. And I'm going to do my best to project the positive things into everything I see, into the future. That was number 5, and this is the last one, number 6. A change that may not seem like it's that difficult, but oh boy, is it. It is the subject of the day. I want you to learn to relax with life. Can you do that? Because, dear ones, I'll say it again. 2 steps forward, 1 step back. And when the step back happens, the monster called fear will want to cover up everything you've ever done. That's good. It'll want you to forget the light and go backwards into dark. This is going to take a while. There are going to be disappointments. There are going to be challenges. Don't let them derail you on this beautiful train that you're on. Understand. 2 steps forward, 1 step back. 2 steps forward, 1 step back. It's not going to be a linear climb of a ladder of enlightenment for humanity. It's going to take its toll on some. Some won't be able to stay on the train. That's already happened. Some will see it and say, too difficult for me, and not join you. And all the while, I'm asking you to relax. What you have learned today, and the day before, and the day before, is on purpose. How to align hearts. The processes of alignment between human beings as a group, individuals in 2s and 4s, is going to be critical. And you're going to be having to practice this in order to stay balanced, and so you don't take on others' problems and call them your own and let them burden you and take you down. That balance is necessary for what you're going to see the earth go through. 2 steps forward, 1 step back. Can you do that? Now that you have been alerted of how it works and the expectations, did you notice that the teaching is becoming more specific from Kryon? And that all these years up to 2012 was a preparation so that you would know who Kryon was. And the integrity and the beauty and the love that I see for humanity. And now the teaching begins. To get you through the shift, old soul, so that you'll understand what is happening, why it's happening. Put your hand on your heart and be peaceful. And know you exist for a reason. You are the light of this planet. Don't let anybody put it out with doubts or fears of what you are, what you're doing. That's enough for today. And so it is.